Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people were killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Supermarket manager Tanya Allardyce says there was significant store damage.
It's quite bad. Our suspended ceiling has come down with a lot of our lights, and there's a lot of stock on the floor. So, yeah, we're really lucky that the people that were inside the building at the time got out safely and are now at home with their families.
Reports say thousands of residents in coastal New Zealand fled their homes for higher ground after tsunami warnings went out. The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. A group of refugees held in Australian-run camps in the South Pacific will be resettled in the United States. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says it will be a one-time event. Phil Mercer reports.
Under tough border security laws, asylum seekers intercepted trying to reach Australia by boat are sent to migrant centres at Manus Island in Papua New Guinea and the tiny Republic of Nauru. They're forbidden from being resettled in Australia as part of strict policies aimed at deterring unauthorised boat arrivals that have been reduced to barely a trickle in recent years. Officials haven't said how many of the 1,200 migrants held in camps in the South Pacific would be allowed into the US or when the process would begin. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov announced his resignation Sunday. Exit polls in the country's presidential runoff election show Borisov's nominee losing badly to a pro-Russia candidate backed by the socialist opposition. This is VOA News.